Lifty talking to you. And I'm going to talk to the Hebert family in behalf of your daddy and your mammy and of their golden wedding anniversary that we had here in California with them, which was a great pleasure to us to have it. So we will just review the occasion of the wedding and maybe some of their life as they went on through life with their family. First of all, we had a wonderful time at Gracie's and Harold's and Danuba's. We had quite a few folks there and had a nice program. And as your folks are married 50 years, that makes one realize that they're getting old and maybe won't be with us too many more years. So you youngsters just be good to them, take good care of them, and help them through, and you never will regret what you have done for them. For I now realize what I could have done and didn't do. So I'm going to have a little talk with them. To start with, Ike, how old are you now?
71.
And Gonda, how old are you?
69.
Well, that's 69 and 71. You know that Ike has reached the age of what the good Lord ordinarily promises one to live, haven't you, Ike?
Yes.
70 years, is that right? But I guess you have been a pretty good boy, and therefore you might get a few more years added to it. Understand?
Yes, I hope so.
All right. Well, you've had a lot of hard times and good times and struggles and griefs and sorrows and happiness. Is that right?
That's right.
Gonda, what do you say?
That's right, sure. We've had the hard times and we had good times. And we have lots of sorrowness in our family, but we are thankful that God helps us through.
You've had a lot of happiness too, haven't you?
We sure did. Lots of them.
All right. Tell us now of how many of you are in the family, children, grandchildren, and of course you have lost your oldest son, but what is left of the family and so on?
Well, we have two boys, Milton and Wesley, and two girls, Minnie and Grace, and there is Clydie and Ethel. They are Lyndon's children. Clydie is married, has two children. And we have 10 grandchildren and 2 great-grandchildren, 2 little girls, what are very pretty.
Milton has 4 children. The name is Daryl, Philomene, Joanne, and Gail.
And Wesley?
Wesley has 2 boys. The oldest boy is Kenneth, and the youngest boy's name is Jimmy.
All right, and then Minnie?
Minnie has 1 girl.
And then Gracie?
Gracie has 1 girl. Her name is Patsy.
Well, you really enjoy to be with them youngsters, I guess.
He did.
All right. Well, I have my little wifey here, which would be your Aunt Annie. I think she's the cutest little thing to ever was. So, she wants to say something to you, which would be more than fair. Well, say hello.
Hello, Minnie and Wesley and Milton. I've had a wonderful time with you folks. I just am sorry that they're going home. But I guess there's the end to all things, and it's time for them to go home. And I know you're longing for them to come home. Yes, we had them over last night, and Gracie and Harold and Patsy, and we had Veronica's. Harold didn't eat very many, only 13. I wondered if he would be still alive this morning, but they said he was all right.
Well, I guess it's up to me again to get him started off. So, Gonda, if you had it to do over again, would you get married again? If you just could go back to your girlhood days, would you get married again, or would you just like to be an old maid?
I know I'd get married again, because I wouldn't like to be an old maid, and I wouldn't like to live by myself. So I'm satisfied the way I have it now. I have a nice home, and I have a nice husband, and we get along just fine, and we have enough to live on. So I'm thankful for that.
Do you agree with that, Ike, or what would you say about that?
I okay.
You okay? You think you'd rather have a mommy as to do by yourself?
Yes.
All right. Well,
when the way is dark before you and the clouds are hanging low, with you everywhere that you may go. Jesus is the one, yes, he's the only one. Let him have his way until the day is gone. When he speaks, you know, the clouds will have to go, just because he loves you so. When you are so sad and lonely, life is but an empty tomb. Bring a little prayer to Jesus, he will drive away your gloom. Jesus is the one, yes, he's the only one. Let him have his way until the day is gone. When he speaks, you know, the clouds will have to go, just because he loves you so. When you go to cross the river, he will be your friend and guide. There you'll be with him forever, over on the other side. Jesus is the one, yes, he's the only one. Let him have his way until the day is done. When he speaks, you know, the clouds will have to go, just because he loves you so.
Brother and Sister Hebert, we are indeed happy to have this joy and celebrating with you this afternoon. May the Lord give you many more years to come. As the days go by, keep looking up to the Lord. Greetings with Psalm 121, sincerely, Evan Cousin Hebert.
Talk my dad led by Uncle Dave.
Hey, our daughter. She wrote us that she had to have a major operation because she wanted mother to come over and stay with her while she was sick. We followed this invitation, and I'm glad to say patient went okay.
How long have you been, guys?
Hi.
Huh? Have you enjoyed your visit up here?
Yeah.
A good time?
I had a good time.
But you're getting home, sir, didn't you?
I'm getting home,
sir. That's it. You have to go home, dear.
Right, yes.
And after you'll be home about a month, why, you'll do like I did with California. What do I want here? Why didn't I stay where I was? You reckon? Huh?
Why? I've got my boys and living in Kansas. I guess I'll see them be living in Kansas.
Yeah. Busy.
You know,
That was a German reading by Mrs. Dave Lepke. Now we'll have a group singing.
Come to you, come to you, come to you, come to you.
I am to give a reading, and it will be in German. But before I give it, I'm going to tell you of how much I can remember of 50 years ago. I can remember the day that I see it. I'm on the yard. He has a gray horse hitched to the top of him. I can sister coming out of the house, getting into the buggy, and they drove off. I did not get to attend the wedding. And later on, after they were settled down, they lived in the basement with Ike's folks. And I always did enjoy to go stay with my married sisters. And somehow or other, I just kind of was a little bit partial to Ike and Gondy. And I still am, I guess. I still like them. Get a lot of kick out of them when I can be together with them. So I happened to be there in summertime. Of course, Ike, he put me to work. Give me a job plowing. Hitched three horses to plow. I'd sit there and plow for the big wages of 10 cents a day. I still feel like I should have some back pay coming, but I doubt that they'll get it. And we just skip it. So I think that's about all I can remember and say of that first day of marriage, or first time of marriage. So I will now give you the reading, which will be in German. The title of it is Verlasse mich im Alter nicht. Mein Lebensmorgen ist vergangen, die Sonne sinkt den Abend zu. Mach dir, o Herr, steht mein Verlangen, an deinem Herzen such ich Ruhe. Das Alter kam herangeschritten, o Heere doch mein ernstlich Bitten. Du weißt, o Gott, was mich geprägt, verlasse mich im Alter nicht. Du hast in meinen Jugendtagen mich gnädiglich zu dir gelenkt. Du hast dein schwaches Kind getragen und Friede mir ins Herz geschenkt. O Gott, ich bin noch immer schuldig. Sei ferner hin mit mir geduldig. Und je nicht mit mir ins Gericht, verlasse mich im Alter nicht. Meine Freunde, die ich hier geliebt, verließen schon dies Erdental. Ihr Scheiden hat mein Herz betrübt, die sind bei dir im Himmelssaal. Es wird die Welt mir immer leerer, die Last der Sorgen immer schwerer. Ich suche dir dein Angesicht, verlasse mich im Alter nicht. Und wenn in meinen letzten Tagen das Körperskräften auch verjäht, wenn Augen Uhr den Dienst versagen, die Lebensräder stillen stehen. Dann lass, o Herr, in deine Hände, in Friede mich den Lauf vollenden. Sei du, Herr, meine Zuversicht, verlasse mich im Alter nicht. Well, that's it. I'm sorry that the rest of the Hebert family can't be with us today, for we're having a wonderful time. We're at Gracie's and Harold's house, and Gracie just put on a big one.
That was Uncle Dave, and now we'll have some more singing.
Yeah.